The lousy housing market has been brutal for furniture makers and furniture retailers. If you don't buy a new house, you don't buy a new couch. It's that simple. But business must go on, and tens of thousands of retailers and designers headed this year to the famous High Point Furniture Market in North Carolina. This is a 100-year-old institution. People go there every spring and fall to buy furniture. Reporter Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio also went to find out how furniture companies are trying to make money.
Manufacturer Frederick Rayner usually serves $6,000 worth of beef tenderloin hors d'oeuvres to retailers visiting his High Point showroom, but not this year.
Would you like a jalapeno puff?
A jalapeno puff. Yes, I would adore one.
There you go. Everybody always likes those.
And it's a good thing because they cost almost nothing. Just bake jalapenos and cream cheese on tiny squares of white sandwich bread. Rayner and one of his partners, David Gephardt, call the inexpensive recipe one of many recent cost-cutting switches they've made.
A lot of them are really minor changes.
Very transparent. Nobody would really ever know that we did any of those cuts. And that's good because customers don't see that a company like Global Views is scrimping and saving, but we're scrimping and saving.
The popular furniture company manufactures everything from hall mirrors to stylish shag rugs in bright colors. But as the housing market has slowed, so is his business. A few months ago, Gephardt says, they had to lay off 10% of their workers.
If you don't make those decisions, you don't survive. Those tough decisions are just necessary decisions, and it's about survival.
Gephardt and Rayner estimate their sales are down by 18%, and they're not alone. Sales at bigger manufacturers like Ethan Allen and Flexsteel have dropped more than that over the last year, and they've suffered even bigger profit losses. Many retailers are downsizing and, in some cases, closing stores. Sales in the $75 billion furniture industry are down 20% just in the last 6 months. Judith Van Lannen is an interior designer who owns two retail stores in Florida and Virginia.
I'm very scared, and I think everybody is, and we've all lost money big time. And I don't know how we're going to recoup that.
Van Lannen is buying very little at this year's furniture market. Instead, she came to get ideas on how to survive this slow economy. Furniture market officials brought in a number of celebrity speakers, including Angelo Sermolis. He has a cable TV show about decorating on a tight budget.
If they're buying the $400 chair somewhere else, but they're looking at your sofa, be like, great, you know what, bring me a fabric sample of what you're buying so we can find the right sofa for you.
Sermolis tells a somber crowd customers right now just don't want to buy complete suites of furniture, and he says people should be sold a couch as if it were a car or even a home.
What are they going to do on that couch? You know, they're going to come home and relax on that couch. They're going to cry on that couch. They're going to, you know, talk to their child about their future on that couch. They're going to live a life on that couch.
Many manufacturers are introducing lower-priced pieces of furniture for budget-minded consumers this year. But until people feel more confident about spending, business will continue to be a challenge, say store owner Jared Lausanne and manufacturer Robert Petrel.
You have to work harder and you have to try to get the information. Who is performing in these bad times? And you can find them.
You know, that comes down to streamlining in every way you can. You know, and possibly that will work. I'm going to be honest with you, the summer is going to be a nightmare.
The summer is traditionally a slow time for furniture retailers. Lausanne has already closed two of his stores because of the economy, and he's trying to hang on to the last one he has left in Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.